ndani town ndani town ndani town ndani tume town baba town ndani ndani ndani. Yo guys, welcome back to another episode. Tumefika episode
7.
Oh my god, tuko episode number 7. Number 7 mgongoni kama masaba wa karibangisha. Yo
sure
guys, lazima tukifika episode 10 nivo tutashina tivo the whole day. So hi guys, welcome back to our podcast Town Dani, where we give you all the details, all the analysis, all everything that was happening on the field when it comes to the Kenyan Premier League. I am Makumi Tabitha, and on my left again we have the one and only
Shakespeare.
Yeah man,
but this je kuuliza lupo ilitoka wapi?
Achana na lupo. Shakespeare,
okay. Sawa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one, yeah. Another episode, another bread smell on my face.
Unajua kuna mtu kwa comment section alikuwa anasema, how dare a Gor Mahia fan wear an AFC Leopards?
Oh my god.
Sinilisema. Oh my god. Sinilisema I was rapping for my boy Joe. Alifunga
against Sports Rangers.
Yeah, alifunga his first goal for Dini. Uh-huh. But today,
you're back to your
green and white.
Do me joke and I want.
Koga lwe.
You are gambia. You are.
Good. Yeah, semeji mboga. Semeji proteins. Yeah. So yeah, man. Episode ya leo
mimi. It was a good weekend for you.
Proper man.
Tulikula tear gas. Oh my god. I cried yo siku. On Sunday I cried.
Ndio maana kuambianga kutembea na mimi nayo unasaidika sana. Nani alipanguza machozi? Nani alikupea maji uoshe uso?
Yeah, Sheng. Sheng took very good care of me. Mimi sikuwa naona. Honestly, kwenye hivi nimefunga macho hakuna kitu naona. But it was an amazing derby. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, we already in. Tuko kwa derby already.
Uh-huh. Before we continue, thank you Makumi for introducing producer. Thank you very much. Asante sana. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Today I have to be behind the deck. So
yeah.
Makumi ameshikilia usukani. Ni sawa. There's a reason najasema jina yangu ni poa tu.
Ni juu timu yake, unajua timu yake ilishinda derby. So
derby gani?
Si derby.
Relegation.
Zi timu yake ilishinda derby.
Wewe jua. Ni sifa wa Gor Mahia.
Unaona excitement yenye yako nayo, karibu anipite. Eh? Adi anasahau kukuintroduce.
No, mini fan wa Sharks. I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys. Ah, si hata sikusalimi. What about me shows I'm a Gor Mahia fan? What?
The passion you put when you talk about my team, man.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Guys, I am a Sharks fan. I think imagine in that game I was sitting on the AFC Leopards end.
Yeah, can be me though.
I will not spill the beans, but it's okay. Now on to the derby. The derby ended 1-0 to Gor Mahia. Gor Mahia Mayenga. Na 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 na.
The greatest team on the land.
Yeah, we can't dispute that.
Bro, that was for some time in a while. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed unaona ile game naenda bila pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Ile game
you've got this in the bag.
Ile game hata imeanza tu hivyo like roho yangu imetulia.
Mhm.
Nimeona players wangu wako ready from the warm up, from ile time nimeenda kupiga picha za warm up nini nini juu. Hii game kwanza ilibidi tu nipige picha za warm up niende nikae chini game ikiendelea.
True.
Singe miss derby bro. Coach derby. See from this kutoka mali naona kila mtu penye yako kwa hiyo grow.
End to end.
Yeah, so the fans first of all fans walikuwa wengi. Dabi,
wow, congratulations Dabi. Guys, no, we have to spend a minute talking about your fans.
Bro, like the turnout from
amazing.
From around saa sita hivi tawel kwa imejaa green and white na
blue
red and white.
Yeah,
kwanza hapo Kenko Maunge aunge jaribu kupita, sijui yo gari unaenda haraka, fans wa AFC wamejaa hapo. Fans wa Gor wanafanya rituals zao hapo kwa nini ya tomboya hapo archives.
The rituals.
Yeah, bro, yeah. We always pray there before and after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fans walikuwa wamekam all out Mombasa Road ilikuwa na jam mm-hmm. juu kuna fans walikuwa wametoka sijui Lego, wametoka Bondo, wametoka wapi yeah. wote 6 walikuwa washafika tao, walikuwa wanagoja game 6 asubuhi walikuwa washafika tao, so yeah. I personally enjoyed seeing my fans wengi wetu hawako wamekuja grow for some time. This time round nikawa walikuwa na jot na shinda, so they came in numbers in yeah. like walikuwa kwa kuna watu walifanya sensitization ya fans nini as being one of the people watu walikuwa na push for the fans warudi grow for the derby. A good job, man.
Yeah, in my opinion, honestly, I felt so overjoyed because I got to Nyayo at 2, I think around 2:01 apo, so because I had been told unafaa kufika like 1 hour before so because kutakuwa na hiyo jam, I actually came by nini boda and just getting to the gate and I saw venye lines zilikuwa zimeenda hivi, I honestly felt like I was going to like burst out of happiness because of all the fans. Like I don't think Tumona as many fans as we saw on that derby. The last time we saw so many fans was ile game ya Gor before you guys ile siku yenye mlilift trophy.
Yeah, the last day of the season.
I actually think that was the last time because the other derby I kuwa na such large numbers ivo. So like I was so happy to see so many fans. It actually fills my heart with joy and I hope and pray that this will not be like the last time tutaona nini a lot of fans wakikuja just because it's a derby. So any other game, you guys, it's always such a pleasure going to a game. Hata kama you don't support any of the teams, just come support our talent because, hey, yo, mtu upata psych. I honestly know this. Unaenda pale, unasikia mtu anashangilia, anasema jinako, even if it's one person, inakupea motisha. So, guys, twende grao, tujaze nini games zetu zote, kuje ni tu grao, honestly.
But
thank you for everyone who came, hata kama team yenu ilishindwa or anything. We're just so grateful for every one of you.
Yeah and also, players supporting other players, juu kuna players walikuwa wamekaa pia kuwatch derby.
Yeah.
Players wa Sharks walikuwa wengi.
Players wa Sharks tulikuja nikayo the whole team.
Walikuwa wamekuja kuona venye
oh please. Tulikuwa dina cheche kwa same place.
Tulikuwa tumeka na cheche mahali.
And, yeah, so and some legends were also
kina,
there.
Kina Bram Olkaramoja.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so legends walikuwa wamekam. Rao alikuwa area.
Baba yeah. was in the building.
Kwanza alikuja so nice after tu tumefunga, unadhani naangalia juu na nasikia watu wanashangilia. Kashindo tumefunga tena na sijaona. Twende grow watu wangu. Tuendele tu hivyo hivyo, next season najua itakuwa bigger. This season we've really pulled it.
Yeah.
Next season hopefully. Najua kuna games kaa 7 hivi zimebaki, but yeah, hopefully next season bado tutakuwa still up.
This season hiyo game Mashemeji Dabi ilikuwa imeshona. The other one probably I'm thinking ilikuwa Ulinzi na
Shabana.
No, ilikuwa AFC na Shabana.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. At Ulinzi.
Yeah, yeah, Ulinzi complex.
By the way, that was also a very packed game.
That was season ikianza. Shabana walikuwa na mioto.
Yeah, sana.
Yeah. Kaya nani wewe naongelesha? Mlikuwa na mioto sana.
Na Biko.
Na Conrad.
Yeah. But Nisawa, let's get into the game. Okay, let me first nirant kidogo before. This game, there was so many things I think and I believe led to the results that happened. And I'm not like trying to call up names and say, oh, these people nini vo, but it's just that when you're not playing well together, when you're not gelled in well together, you're obviously not going to give a good result in the game. So when it comes to AFC, one thing I said, and I think I actually tweeted this when I was nikiwa tuko grao, Gor Mahia were pressing very much using the wings side ya Rooney. Honestly, unakumbuka Saidi Aruni, Bryson pamoja, yeah, exactly. So they were basically using the wings too. For every attack, for all their press, they were using the wings. So which led to the midfield being a little bit empty, exposed.
Yeah,
a little bit exposed. And I don't know why AFC could not utilize this. But also the fact that AFC midfield was basically non-existent. And it was just so disheartening to see this. And it's something that could have been fixed way earlier. Because honestly, that midfield would... I don't know why they didn't utilize it the way they should have. Because if one good thing for Gor Mahia is one bad thing for AFC. Mm. But also one good thing for AFC is one bad thing for Gor Mahia. So it can't be... These guys are actually 10 people on the field playing. And there's no way you can utilize that. And I know, yes, everyone is mad about your situation, your Levis. But the thing is this. After that, why couldn't AFC score a goal? Unaelewa? Mm. Like, yes, you guys have made a mistake. But it's not like you made a mistake in the 90th minute. You guys had a whole 45 minutes in the second half and still nothing happened. There wasn't any pressing. Truth be told, AFC weren't pressing. And everyone is like, they want to get the ball so that they can score. No one wants to actually come for the ball, tackle for the ball. I don't know if you guys were seeing how Kwanza Simiti was putting his life literally on the line. And by the way, quick recovery to him because we saw Ako go hospital. So
but he's out already.
He's out. Yeah, but yesterday. Imagine someone putting their body up or do you want to try to cover their team? But we're not seeing the same from AFC. We're not seeing that...
The passion kwa derby.
Passion, like what wanataka kupigana. Not like kupigana vita.
Like kupigania
team, kupigania ball. We weren't seeing that. Tuliko tunaona Rooney aliangushwa chini, akapata injury. This guy woke up, bado ana limp, na bado wako like, I still want to get
bro,
this.
Unaona
Shari, nini, Musa Masika. Oh my God.
Bro is playing with a tight leg.
Imagine.
Sharif Musa
anabebo. The same.
Omala mwenyewe alitolewa dakika ya mwisho na stretcher bado.
And these guys were giving it their all. We weren't seeing the same from AFC. And yeah, many people can complain, oh, the defense. But honestly, in my opinion, the defense was the best part of AFC.
Because
yeah.
Kuna start nimeona uko Twitter, I guess ni Tisini or something. AFC's defense were like the best passing in that game.
Yeah, the most amount of passes were actually in the defense.
Yeah, juu venye umesema to their midfield, kwanza it was non-existent. Miheso, he was out of the game.
I don't know what happened to Beja in this game.
Wanyama was out of the game. Beja is a youngster, yes. Yeah. Maybe his first, second derby. But sa zingine tu kuja goal out, man. Sijui ni woga ya derby or something. I don't know.
I also love Cliff. KC very much. But I didn't see KC in this game at all. And also... If Gitego was okay to play,
why
don't you start Gitego?
First of all, Owit missed... bro.
Oh my God. Tusionge.
They are set pieces, first of all. I thought Brian Wanyama was the one
who was supposed to be taking their set pieces. Especially corner kicks.
Yeah, alafu. After the red card, in the Kitu 35, 40th minute, Saha was sent off Kevin Omondi.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Wanyama was to be on the set piece on that nini. On that free kick.
Yeah, Umune.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it Miheso alipiga, yes, it was on target, but it amounted to nothing. So sikuelewa why Wanyama was off duty on set pieces hiyo siku. Because even the corners, the deliveries were off. The second keeper that came in was having a field day with the corners. Alikuwa anazishika zote.
And it akuwa amejiprepare. You know, it's not like, okay, as the other 10 players who are on the field, you're always ready to be substituted. But it's rarely that a goalkeeper gets
Mind
substituted.
Mind you, it's not even the second choice.
Ni dad.
Ju, God, hype, to hype God, no. God Matthews.
Yeah.
God Matthews is also, ni venye tu akuwa kwa bench.
Yeah.
But he's also, he was the first choice goalkeeper last season.
True.
Before being replaced by Kevin Omondi.
Yeah. And also, like, oh my God, there were so many problems. Another problem, I'm a fan of Tusha. That's no lie.
Yeah.
But how do you change up your defense that has won you so many games? Then you decide on the derby, you want to switch things up. If something is working, if something is not broken, don't try to fix it. Doesn't make sense. Alafu, you, I don't know why, and nani, kulukona substitutions za nini, za defenders, because we saw Baraka.
Bakari.
Ati Baraka. Bakari coming in.
When you two mesema, Trucha, me neza sema Trucha was at fault first because I thought it was common sense kweka. Ken Bakari partnership.
Yeah.
Naju, the midfield was non-existent. I know Casey can play as a midfielder.
True.
Atakani number six, but Casey aneza cheza hapo. Delivery a ball zake.
Yeah.
He's better at that, ndio.
Yeah.
So I thought and ange kwevo, but Casey, I guess Casey was playing as a center back, a partnership yake na Ken, and
I don't know. But but
ata sidhani watu wanafaa complain juu ya partnership juu ya defense AFC. One, that partnership ya Casey na Ken, before I guess Casey went off, they kept Omala at bro.
Wacha see what you mean, ni Ken.
Ken alikuwa
neko
Omala tu.
Ken alikuwa ameshikilia Omala.
Kila kitu, nini.
Ata, I actually also tweeted this. Ken na Bryson on the wings. It was our match always happening. Unajua, obviously, we have spoken about this. Bryson, ata, we saw in that game.
Mm.
Bryson, the opportunity yenye alipata, kupea Austin ball, Austin na kagonga post. You know, definitely, that is what is always going to happen.
Mm.
Bryson gets the ball, creates the space, passes to Austin, Austin scores. That is always something that is going to happen. And to have Ken on that, pressing Bryson so much in such a way that he didn't get so many opportunities. But kudos to him, by the way, because the opportunities that he did get, he utilized them very well.
Mm.
So, me, but also, honestly speaking, and I'm speaking from a neutral fan because I don't support any of the teams. Gor Mahia just have better players compared to AFC Leopards.
Yeah, now tukienda kwa Gor Mahia, we have the most valuable player season. The goal scorer of that game. Mr. Austin. Bro, that guy is silky smooth, bro.
Yeah.
With the ball, he does nothing wrong with the ball, walai.
Ni mwana watu waki bring up pictures zake kama amevaa jezi ya AFC.
Kivinya
alikuwa na kasa.
Kina dollars jinani. Wagoendo huko. Bro, we have the best attacking midfielder in the league.
Austin is such a steal. Like, if I were like to rank teams that have actually benefited from certain players, Austin has to be top there.
Yeah, na ata kina Bri, they did some episode.
Mm-hmm.
The one I was showing you on her channel, wakiwa na Bishti and Eggs Kevin Tea. They did an episode, nani, Tea was saying...
Shout out to Tea!
Tea was saying how Austin and Ineza kuwa like the best transfer in a minute kwa ligi yetu. Him going from AFC to Gor. Because last season...
It has transformed him.
Last season, alikuwa immense. Sina kumbuka ile highlights nilikuwa kuonyesha za game ya mwisho ya season against City Stars. He was immense for us. This season, amekuwa meshika team kazote on the necks.
True.
On the rope, sorry. So, amekuwa... He's been one of our best players. Ukitoa ma defenders juu kuna partnerships mpya pia za defense yetu.
Yeah.
Austin is such an unbelievable player, man.
True.
Yeah, alafu Musa Sharif, bro, additional zetu za January. Musa Masika, Musa Sharif, hiyo role mpya ya Bryson this season. Juu, yes, ana attack as a winger, but he also comes back to defend. So I guess anacheza kama wing back, something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess tuliona before the red card, we saw what Gor Mahia can do. Wakiamua kucheza ball. Wakiamua kucheza ball on a clear surface.
Yeah.
Kwa carpet. Bro, we are dangerous. Rooney, oh my God.
Rooney, bro, kuna the best
right
love.
Back in the league. Na mta hii ni show kitu wa lai bilai. Mta hii ni show kitu. Bro, in the first like 10 minutes, karibu hata wamuwe. Fouls, manjumu,
fouls
nini,
after
nini,
fouls
nini,
after
nini.
Fouls.
Hey,
oh
ref, unataka kuona damu, utoi kadi. Yeah. Bro, wanamchota na ya, anaenda na ball huko. But yeah, we did a good servicing to AFC. Warudi kwa drawing board. I hope they beat policeman. I know their game is coming up in May.
Oh my God!
I know their game is coming up in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now speaking of police, to go directly, because you've mentioned them. Yes, Ndegs?
And I wanted to ask, after the red card, nani, who, nani aliwashikilia? Because to go 60 minutes with a red card is not easy.
Bro, Rooney.
And you will. Rooney.
Alpha.
Austin Pia.
Austo Bado. Uh-huh. Bro, you are still attacking, and we are
imagine,
10 men, bro.
That was like the craziest.
Simiti. Anaweka his body online. Bro, my captain. My captain, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, proper player.
Speaking of police, unasema AFC wachape police. I don't know.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Unataka to break nini unbeaten run ya Salim Babu. But, yeah.
Mecheza now second leg, by the way?
Mecheza now? I don't think so. But I would have to check. But so we were also at the game, yeah, Police versus Sofapaka,
yeah,
which ended 2-1. Police got 2 penalties, both scored by Tito Okello. Unfortunately for Gor, Tito Okello amefikia Omala. So they are now tied on goals.
Let me tell you something.
That's fact. It's not another story.
Let me tell you something, guys.
Uh-huh.
This race is a marathon, not a sprint.
My bad, but who started on top?
Arsenal also started on top, Bado.
They're still
on top. Alianza
on but
top. Silko Mala.
He is still on top.
Kablo and the stories Arsenal. we were graced. Makumi got to interview someone. After this game. So should we play it before you talk about them?
Yes,
or you talk about them first?
Yes.
No,
let's play.
Tell us first who it was.
Play it. It was Coach Edie. Yes, he's also in charge of like the coaching of the goalkeepers at the Nini. So Yendi Oko in charge of Akina Matasi Uko. So yeah, but he also overall helps the team. So shout out to Coach Edie. Thank you for the interview, by the way. This game, it was very pressing. Sofapaka really pressed police and there were a lot of things that were happening. But in your opinion, is there something that you could have improved on? Because apart from the penalties, we saw a lot of shots. Tito was trying to cross the ball, try to score. What would have been done in that position?
In this game of today, I think it was a very good game. Eh?
Yeah.
In terms of the pace of the game, you see both teams, they were really up to the task.
Yes.
Good fighting for the players, both collective, individual.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the penalties part of the game, because those were 2 clear penalties, as you see.
Yeah.
I mean, and we managed to convert them, although they came up on the game on early minutes by scoring a goal on early minutes. But domination of the game, I think we try to do best in terms of keeping the ball and to find the right ways and the right spaces to play the ball and to attack with the number and the aggressiveness on our defense. I think it was a very, very good game.
Yeah, and that was Coach Edie. In my opinion, first of all, police wali jaribu, but they couldn't get a goal
and
at all.
From open play?
Yeah. And I think it was a little bit frustrating, but I mean, a win is a win. You get it by penalties, that's all. The penalties, I think, were deserved, rightfully deserved.
The last one.
Yo, we looked at it. Uliona ni handball.
Handball, apana bana.
Liko handball. So yeah, but I would like to highlight someone specifically for the performance. Na nionyesha mapicha zingine hapo. Messi. Honestly, in my opinion.
Another episode. Another Messi.
Another Messi performance. Another Messi shout out. And actually, funny thing is, I met him on the Sunday game, but I was so
starstruck.
Mbaka siku. Tukongeaniko tunamwangalia tu hivi. So shout out to Messi. But let me tell you, the overall play of this guy is just unimaginable. He's the guy who is always everywhere, especially in this game. I saw him dropping to the center back position. And let me tell you, this guy can clear the ball. He can tackle the ball. He can go back to the midfield, show you who is in charge, and then go up front and try to create a chance for you. So overall, I think I said this in the other episode, but Hitmapia Messi has to be so crazy. Yeah, so honestly, I think that's one integral part of that
team.
Team. And yeah, we were speaking with Sheng about this. We saw a change happen because in this game Muguna didn't start. We saw Kahata starting.
At the position 10.
There was a chance Kahata missed, and I think in a way he was trying to get like the gist of the game in a way. But I also feel like because we've gotten so used to seeing Muguna, there's a difference with the way people play around Muguna and the way people play around Kahata, which is what is supposed to be happening. But Kahata, when he comes in as a substitution, I feel like
he has more impact.
Yeah, he has more impact on the game when he comes on as a substitution. I'm not saying that he shouldn't start. That has just been my observation. But still, Kahata is a really amazing player.
Yeah, one thing about Police, one of the most integral part kwayo attack ya Police, it has to be Muguna, man.
True.
When Muguna plays a game, the attack is flawless, Buddha. Like, the attack
chances created from
the first minute
hadi the last mwisho. Minute, yeah.
Like, na boli na songa. Alafu, Babu, Coach Babu did something in the first half. He made a change. Kuna change alitoa from midfield. Aliweka nani? Nimesahau. Kuna mali nilikuwa nimeandika. I guess nimeacha nini. Alafu ndio David. Ndo Messi, David Owino. Ndo Messi aingie in the midfield. Now he had a back three. And that changed everything for Police. Juu the midfield was non-existent also. Juu ball ilikuwa inafika kwa Kahata. Apati mtu anaweza cheza na yeye 1-2, Tito pekee ndo wako huko.
Yeah.
Juu pia anaitwa Alvin. Si Alvin.
Alvin akuingia.
The number 9. Kichwa yangu inaruka.
Mimi nimesahau jina
yake. Yeah, so like
kuangalia.
Alikuwa tu na
number 9 wa?
Nimeipata Okoth David Okoth. Oh. Yeah, so
Police.
Wa Police. So Onyango Samuel ndo alitolewa. Walieka Abud. Abud. And that also changed everything, bro.
I know. First of all, I don't know. Hey, we actually saw a big difference with how Police played with Abud and without Abud. And without Abud. Because I remember that, which team were they playing against when Abud alikuwa kwa stand? Slow game.
Yeah.
And this game was very fast-paced. Yeah. And I also think, hey, oh my God, Abud plays so well. Wing.
One thing about Abud.
Full back na nusu, man.
One thing about Abud, he anakuanga a very good player kukiwa na chaos. He thrives in chaos.
Oh my God.
Like, u number 7 wa Sofapaka, umwenye alifunga hii bao. Alikuwa ajaribu kila kitu kutoa boot kwa game. Like, ile ame dive, ati ame kanyagwa nini nini. Bro, a boot comes for it. Yeah? He thrives in chaos. And I love everything about that, bro.
Do you think in a way Abud plays the same way like Rooney? Like when it comes to intensity and chaos.
Rooney lagini akugonga wewe.
Juu, because I look at them and I see similar characteristics. Obviously they are two different polar opposite players, but the intensity they have and the dominance they bring, especially to those wings, you're just like, uni mtu anaweza pita na wewe na simame na ball na aende. As in like, shua, and they're very fast. Bye. And I think which is something good that that police should use more. A more fast-paced game. Because uki compare this game when they played against Sofapaka and against KCB. There's two differences. Because KCB, I like police, but KCB alikalia police. It was just unlucky. It was just an unlucky day for KCB that they did not win, because they created so many chances. They pressed so well. Police only played like the first 15 minutes and then wakapotea.
And about Sofapaka, a big shout out to their captain, Mieno Humphrey. Bro, he was... Sidhani alimeka miss pass kwa hiyo game.
Yeah.
Walai bilai Sidhani alimeka miss pass kwa hiyo game. He was smooth na hizo passes. Mm-hmm. And Zico, coach wa Sofapaka, Zico. I guess he got the game right. He got the game absolutely. Jesus Christ.
Absolutely
right.
Let's try again.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Yeah, so alafu Sofapaka missed anaitwa Byron Ochieng.
Yeah.
One of their best players, and hopefully on Saturday, by the way, I game inarudiwa tena.
Mm-hmm.
Siku rudiwa, we have
Mozart.
Yeah,
Cup.
We have another game, just the same fixture but for the Mozart Bet Cup. Hopefully we see Byron playing.
I also want to see Onyango, the striker. Because in this game,
you
honestly
need to be specific when you say Onyango.
Oh,
in the Kenya Premier League.
Jacob
Onyango, yeah.
Yeah, number 19, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't see in the game.
My master's also.
I know.
Sure.
Oh my God, stop. But yeah, I need to see more of him in this coming game. I hope at least we'll get a goal from him. But also, there was a player, Keegan. We saw him moving from mid to fullback, as in, he's usually played more as a fullback, but we saw him playing in the mid, which I think was a very good thing for the play of the team. But I also think there's a couple of things that Sofapaka need to improve on. Because if you're going to play police next, you have to have learned from the mistakes that you made, especially in the final third. You can't be making exactly. You get a chance, score it. Sometimes it's just good to trust your instincts and just shoot. Yeah. I would rather get a shot that hits the post than you trying to pass 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2 a chair Karibangi Sharks. I don't know what's going to give.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of Karibangi Sharks.
No,
we beat Nzoia 3. Yeah.
I found a very interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa player Sofapaka. Na it was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday Ikehai.
Now, December.
Number 66.
Tukona December na sayi tukona Sunday.
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, by the way, we also had an interview na Coach Zico.
Yeah, Coach Zico.
So, go check it out on our Instagram page.
On Instagram
box to box
and
register.
On Makumi's Twitter.
Yeah. On all our social media platforms.
Yeah.
Go and check out the legend of Kenyan football.
Oh.
Had to say about his team.
I thought you were saying the legend in Makumi, which is true. Jumakumi siku zote ndoko everyone anaitwa to come interview. In fact, we should be talking about how all radio stations are telling her to you do the interview as we'll record. And they don't give you credit.
But
ni sawa, sauti yake bado iko kwa recording zenyu.
It's okay, we'll take it.
Makumi akopa amambia coach vile the press and the high press and hey, coach anamwangalia wa mbona sikufanya hiyo?
Why?
You guys stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. Guy. yeah, speaking of one-to-one, two touches. Another story. Adam Kiwa Mahiras.
Kario Bangi. Oh, iti.
Nani, Bri alisema atatusu.
Wacha hivyo.
Copyright. Natumia Kario Bangi omena. Ajua. Na mjamlipa.
Wacha hata niseme kwanza. Mm-hmm. Bri ameni DM leo. Naweza kuonyesha.
Yeah.
Ameniambia Sunday. Sisi wote ni Asad FC. Against who?
Imagine. Yes.
Ati Asad.
Karibangi Sharks. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who?
See, we are playing against
wanacheza na nani?
Karibangi Great White Sharks.
Omena, Karibangi. I love
you. Great White Sharks.
So, niko kwenye pilka za kutafuta jezi linaloka mavazi ya Asad FC.
Okay, guys, I'm recruiting Karibangi Sharks fan. If you want to become a fan, hit me up.
Aya, Kario Bangi Sharks.
An amazing game. Another amazing... Guys, we've not lost. We've not lost in our last 5 games. These guys have lost in the last 5 games.
Tumelose to nani?
Suwangali hapo. Sini ukweli? In the last 5 games, they have had a loss. Muli chapwa na nani?
Who?
Ni Bandari.
Who?
Eh? Sis. Bandari. Muli chapwa na Bandari.
Sis.
Muli chapwa nzoia. Last game. Alafu mukadro na Kakamega.
Mukachapo na Bandari.
Zii.
Alafu mukachapo na Bandari.
Wazii. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes, in the last 5 games, you guys have lost. In the last 5 games, I got my facts right.
Hater.
Yeah.
Hater.
I got my facts right. Get that?
Top of the table business, though.
Hey, hata kuna niningina po nilisahau ya AFC. But
ah, by the way.
Sindio?
Enyel nukwambia? Yes, strikers.
Yes,
strikers.
Oh, tutaeka ka segment kadogo tuongele kitu tulisawe FC stats.
Fun fact, tukimalizia huko.
But yeah, so Karibangi Sharks, we beat Nzoia 3-0. It was amazing.
Siseme hata 10 man Nzoia.
Kwenda huko.
Jumlifunga after red card.
Ni sawa, bora tulifunga.
Bro, Nzoia had them on.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Game ilikuwa wapi?
Game ilikuwa police bado.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Ilikuwa police, ilikuwa police tako. Stadium. Pavilion.
So, in the first few minutes of that game, I definitely have to say this. Our midfield was lost and our defense was also lost. I don't know. I'm a very proud of our captain and... Also, like, we've seen him being captained a couple of times, Kevin Luke, and he's an integral part of our defense. But in the first, like, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, hivyo, alikuwa tu anakaa amechoka. But as I'm coming after that red card, yo, guys, we were boosted. Tulipata energy out of nowhere.
Thanks to my boy Makwata.
John Mark Makwata.
I think this man has been relentlessly... And going after the most valuable player in this league over the last maybe 5 or so weeks.
Yeah.
He's been insane.
I think he wants to prove everyone who didn't want him wrong.
No, he wants to prove Shabana wrong. Simple.
But we know Mark Makwata is a guy of exquisite caliber.
Yeah.
Yo! Let me tell you. Yo! Like, I'm so happy that we actually did get Makwata because he helps up in the build-up play so very well. And yeah, it was this game, just kudos to him. Also, Geoffrey had 2 assists. Amazing. Shout out Super Lefty. And,
Bad boy. That bro, Fortune or Moto, a big shout out, man.
Ooh, Moto kama pasi.
Such a...
Yo, He's our fortune.
Iyo jina nitatumia Adeline. Exquisite.
Exquisite player.
Kuishi na Makumi, kizungu nayo mbaya.
And then I'm looking at this score line. Mkwani, you scored 3 goals in 4 minutes.
Yeah. That's how
quick good we fire.
Acha nikuambie nani?
Ka.
Exactly. The most touches one player got to.
Oya. Unadu?
Acha nikuambie kuna part yenye like I usually take like this to videos of like to like encourage people to come to the game, so I post like a game that is going on, come and watch. So mimi ndio hivi nimechukua camera nimeanza tu kuchukua video. Daka kidogo kumbe pia mimi nili document goal.
Gani?
I didn't
ya
know.
Kwanza
ya pili kwanza ya makwata.
Cameramani.
Nakwambia tu ilienda hivi
ikaenda kwa YouTube basi. Sasa watu kasi wenye hatu kwenda
game. Yaani ushaiona bauka jishika hivi kichwa ukasema Mungu bariki wengine. Nimekufanyia nini Mungu na nipenda?
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it was I'm so happy that Muluya finally gets the respect that he deserves. In the beginning of the season, man, we were trailing behind. Yani mpaka tulikuwa tuna lose, mpaka unashangaa aki tulifanya nini sisi Kariobangi Sharks. But the trajectory that we are having right now, you guys, but kitu inanikasirisha ni mbona tuki number 12. And you should see these games zote na to move to the same place.
Bro, these other teams are bro. Losing.
Lazima
bro, panic, my bro.
I will only rest until we fika hapo number 9.
Sema that's 10, when I can rest.
C10.
Be realistic.
No. Number 9. Nataka at least tumalize number 9 kwa hii season. Na at least Mozart bet tushinde. It's very possible, my guy. Hawa tu walishatoka. Kama timu yako yuko Mozart bet.
Failure.
Don't chat to me. Atasema wanashinda league.
Z. Unajua mimi hata league unajua hata nishaboeka kuwa boostia juu. Nyinyi mnalala kwa class kila siku. Sasa ni either mshinde yo Mozart ama mtaicheza CAF tena. Juu sasa sidhani mtashinda tena hata hiyo nini. Jom meangukia. Penye mko. Azad FC on Saturday, on Sunday. We there.
Ni Sunday.
Saturday.
I don't even know.
Ni Sunday. Love AFC.
Ni double header?
Yeah, double header.
Double header.
Na Saturday pia kuna double header, mashallah.
Yeah.
We are feasting.
It's a packed weekend.
We are winning.
I wish tu kungekuwa tuna holiday Monday. Ni rest tu vizuri.
Holiday ni when? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Si Tuesday?
The 29 ni Monday, 30th Tuesday. And then Wednesday.
Achane na holiday. Kariobangi Sharks watapigwa.
Tumelala.
Oh, but yeah. Big shout out to Masaba. Yeah, my guy.
Yeah, and also...
Ngolo.
Ngolo pia, he also missed a chance, which was sad, but I mean...
Gafla bin huu ingia ndani.
But I also have to give a shout out to this one Zoya player, anaitwa Ronak. Number 2. Number 2 mgongoni. But honestly,
let's try again.
Number 2 mgongoni.
Number
2. Mimi sikwanza mambiri. Kwasema number 2 ni mgongoni ndio imenipea shida. But oh my god, Ronak gave us a hard time, honestly, in my opinion. He was really frustrating our players and how we have been set up to play. No, just yet atuangi watu wa kushinda na ball sana, one player can't. And I guess he saw this and decided to press us so much. So I think on that team, he was one of my favorite players from Zoia. So shout out to Ronak. Ronak Utieno. Now.
And Wafula Joseph also.
Yes, and Wafula Joseph. Yeah, we had talked about him a couple of episodes ago.
And the game versus AFC Leopards at Nyayo. Na nimeona alifanya alikuwa he was fairly okay.
In this game, yeah.
Kariobangi Omena.
Kariobangi Sharks, but ni sawa tu. Now, we move on to another person who is slowly trailing Omala Ivy. Ndawo.
Ndauo.
Our great Ndauo. Ndauo. Eh. Ndauo. Nisemaje my chief. My Ndauo. Eric Kapairo with another goal. Yeah, so I saw Stat Flani Gital Kwameka about this how Tusker have been playing and how they have been scoring behind the defense line of every team. And he was saying how if teams don't learn about this, they will continue making the same mistake. Mm. So I don't know if the teams actually go back and look at these things, but the fact that, as Gitz put it out there, that consistently Tusker have been scoring have been scoring from the defense line. Like, a team's defense line is here, Kapaito wako hapa anafunga. Like, all the, like, most of the goals that they
he
have been scoring against,
the
like, behind, behind the defense line. So, if you look at that goal, very beautiful goal by Eric Kapaito. I think it was an amazing one. We also got man of the match.
Dante!
Another great right back, Daniel Sakari.
Man, Sakari is such a...
Throwing zake, superb.
Bro, he's...
I don't think Rabifanya throwing Kai.
He's upped his game. Kwanza second leg of the season. He's put in a proper shift.
Yeah.
And guess who started this game? I guess coach alisikiza.
Nikama
mnatumia, coach hiki kitu.
Ni kweli.
Ana watch town ndani.
Town ndani.
We did tulikuwa tunaongelea kuhusu the mistake the keeper did against Atlanta.
Yeah.
Na they kept a clean sheet. Bire did.
So
big shout out to Bire, man.
Yeah, like, he's an amazing goalkeeper and he's the best goalkeeper Tusker have. I don't know why. Is he mafraka zote? Is he beef zenye watu wako
at least Timo hii wiki ata hopefully leo msipigwe.
Ame relax actually.
At least hii wiki ametulia.
Yeah, so yeah, it was nice to see that good performance from Tusker. On the flip side, team ya El Capitan ikachapwa Ulinzi Stars.
Yeah.
But walikuwa na moon, so machozi tu iliongezeka.
Yeah, me I wanted Ulinzi win for CDF, but hey.
Yeah. Like na Lucas Maina. But yeah. So Tusker bado wanaenda they're still trying to get ahead. But nikubaya juu police. But Tusker are really trying. If
Tusker
say
wako number?
Wako number 3. Yeah, not so bad. They are 46 points, 2 points behind police. And they have lost only 2 games in the last 5 matches. Yeah, they have not drawn. Very nice. Police now appear. Lakini police haven't lost since January, so.
Lakini Tusker have another loss there by Talanta. You remember?
Eh.
Yeah, so that was a big
bro, they'd be above police by the way if they won that game.
You lost more than
and it was at home. We didn't expect them to lose that one.
So yes, next one for another team that is also trailing. Wakona Francis Kahiro. We had Bandari. Bandari were playing against KCB. Wow.
Hey, Bandari sijui ni nini normal.
Ni kama kumeharibika tu all of a sudden.
Jo, bro, at home.
Yeah.
At home, yes, si nini.
Si home yao,
si home,
but it's still
home.
Hey, what's happening at Bandari? Like, is it after they've beaten Gor? Have we seen them win any other game after that Gor Mahia win? And also Kahiro, I don't know what's going on.
Gold drought.
Kuna gold drought. Mm. So they've lost only 1 game. And then drawn 2.
And they have not won since beating Gor Mahia.
Wow. Yeah.
That is how
that
we do it.
1 loss, draw.
Nabado. Nabado. Next, unajua wanacheza na nani kwa ligi?
Nabado.
Guess. Wanacheza na nani kwa ligi?
Gor Mahia.
No. Atuwezi cheza na mara 3. Guess.
Si mtaka revenge.
AFC Leopards.
Walai?
Yeah.
Ah, ndo ulisa. So ulisama unda KFC wa chapena ni next week?
Yeah, mater. See next week. Oh, in May, but see next week.
See next week. Not this week.
Later in May.
Oh.
Yeah, ndo wanacheza na police, but AFC.
Police next, ama AFC?
Police wanacheza na AFC later in May. But next, police wanacheza na...
Bandari.
Bandu.
Bandu, Bandari. Unajua una support Bandari.
Zee.
Oh, sawa. Utakuwa behind police. Very nice. Yeah. At least KCB wameamuka.
Game season do police
Bandari. Because kama they were able to frustrate Bandari enough to get a draw without a goal. And KCB also frustrated police in as much as they lost.
Mm.
There's something good that is happening in that team.
They are trying.
They're really trying.
Who, KCB?
Yeah. Wezi wa compare na team ingina po ito Posta Rangers. Posta Rangers have lost all their last 5 games. What is happening in that club?
Imagine and they are 7th.
Imagine. Na si tumukua tukishinda game zetu wa tuja lose na bado tuko 12. Ah.
Including the last game against Bidco.
Imagine.
Olepigwa na kina. Baise!
Yani mbaka na KCB wana draw.
Very nice.
Oh, KCB na Bandari ndo wame draw. But Posta Bitco, Rangers.
Bitco olipiga nene, Posta.
Yeah, how? What's going on? Because you can't tell me that losing Ken is what is making you lose all these games. Is your defense really dependent on one man?
Motisha nene nene.
They also changed their coach.
Tundo nasema. Mi hata nilikuwa nadhani last week nilikuwa nasema last week watashinda according to how they played against AFC uko macha.
Mm-hmm.
That week they lost. This week I thought watashake it off.
Yeah.
Warudi poa. Hata draw basi. You want.
Ama wapeleke Salim huko tu game moja washindie alafu warudi.
Yeah,
he's the only unbeaten coach in the league.
Ah, yeah. So he's now that
since he became the coach wa police, kwenda huko. Salim is the only unbeaten coach in the league.
Now that we don't know what's happening at Posta, tunafaa kwenda coach game yao ndo tuone nini inafanyika.
Uya likuwa game yao, ulikuwa game yao na AFC yenye Ken alisco.
They were walikuwa sawa. Si ndo maana nasema mimi lidhani the next game after
because they played well.
But they don't concede a lot, do they?
They don't concede a lot, but
they don't concede like at 5.
3, yeah.
But we'll concede 8.
When you look at 5?
Sisi tuluwa chapa 10.
Sisi tuluwa weke
last week, tuluwa 1 pia. 1-0.
Yeah, last week, pia tuluwa 1. Sisi na hawa tundo tumuafunga over 4 goals. Juu sisi na hawa tuluwa lilisha.
Kina nani?
Adi sisi. Sharks.
Umeno.
Sharks na Gor ndio wamewachapa goals mingi but the others they've been losing 1-2 hivyo. Chains. So,
but yeah, 30 seconds.
We need to do like a strong proper analysis
for Posta next
game.
Yeah, the next game week.
Next game week tunaoata after.
Tutaingia huko.
Hata kama
hawezi kuwa mbali. Hawezi kuwa mbali. Match is the fastest they can go.
They do have to try to end at least Mombasa for one game. Nani hata to sponsor? If you want to sponsor us.
But tunaenda Murang'a very soon.
Hit us up. Yeah, but we are going to Murang'a.
We are coming definitely. Very soon.
Hey, we are coming to the motherland, man. So, yeah.
Hey, motherland.
To the motherland. You wanna
check kwa nini?
Mm-hmm. My job.
Yeah, Talanta, City Stars.
Hey. First, another one.
Kidogo.
Mm-hmm.
East scoreline, I ambatani na venye game ilikuwa. Sijui kama naelewa. Because Talanta were very good. City Stars got 2 penalties. Again. Another game week. Another 2 penalties.
We've had penalties here this week.
Mingi sana.
Tito alifunga mbili.
Tito alifunga mbili. Awa mbili.
Wengine wakupata.
Wengine tulinyimwa.
Kweli.
But tulishinda.
Yeah. And yeah, Bajaber.
The penalties have been insane this game week.
Bro, Moha is on fire, man.
Angekuwa
last week he scored how many?
Yeah, he scored 1 goal.
Ile penalty. He scored the last 3 weeks, ama?
Yeah,
in the last 3 games.
Pia Kusaba kasko ile penalty.
Kusaba nduki moto!
Ekelea womp womp womp.
Don't.
Very nice.
Haters.
Very nice. Haters. Yeah. Haters. But eh, Moha is on fire. If he started like this in the beginning of the season, angekuwa mbali.
Kama replacement ya the old man Makota.
Kwani Makota tunampeleka wapi? Makota anabaki TV yetu. Are you mad? Ati, we start selling them. Ushaiona ufalaka hiyo. Ati mnausu ule mtu mwenye anawasaidia.
Kwa macho. Anyway, ni sawa.
Bro, I wish haters. And pray. Mm-hmm. Eh? We sign Kapen. Tukisign Kapen, disband league na muende nyumbani nyi wote. Walai bilai. Tukisign Kapen.
Kai! Eh? Mimi saki kisika kitu.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Kagoro wamekua kifrasetu watu hivo wakiwa hivo alafu tena Kapen.
Bro, Kapen is a killer. Eh?
Mambo it's mbaya. Not fair. It's not fair. I think tunafaa tuone Goru wapelekwe NSL, tuone wakipanda, tuone venye wanaweza.
Bro, tunaweza shinda game zote. Na usituambie vitu zinaweza wahapenia. Usijaribu.
Sisi, sisi ya 20 relegation. Sao. Sao.
Yeah, so City Stars.
Yeah.
Mohamed kuwa poa kwao, Denis Olalo. Eh, Owalo.
Owalo. Na bado tulimuongelelea
last week bado.
Jendio... I don't know if you can remember that video. Ilikuwa, was it a set piece? No. Alifungia outside the box.
Mm. Ile shot,
ooh,
yeah.
That was a beauty. Shout out to Dennis. Yeah, yeah. It's nice to see him again.
On the squash it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, shout out to City Stars. Talanta, atamisi ele.
Na venye tulua sifu.
Imagine.
After wamepiga... I live kina nyash.
Nyash light.
Hey, nyash. Wow. Hey, nyash, now in the last 2 weeks amekapitia akia nani. Masoki kila pande.
Kila mali, okay. Sawa, then tunamalizia wapi? Tuko na Seals na Muhoroni. Huh? Seals na Muhoroni. Jesus. What happened?
I think that game ended 0-0.
Yeah, yes it did. I don't know, na tulikuwa home. Yani tumepeleka watu Muranga. And I'm saying this in part of Muranga.
You'll never beat the allegations. Mtu yangu, you'll never beat the allegations.
No, I usually say this because I'm a very big fan of sports.
Muranga
Sport Seals. Pesa Arena. I love that. Muranga Seals Stadium, that's why. Yeah. That's why. But yeah, I don't understand how Seals go. But Muhoroni really do frustrate people. There was a game we had gone for AFC and Muhoroni. And they actually beat AFC. And ilikuwa kasarani.
First leg. Ile ile school. Nani alikuwa. Watu alikuwa sema afutwe.
Nani afutwe.
Oh, DJ. They beat them in, yeah.
Tom Juma.
And then yeah. The next week we watched them play Tusker. And they ended in a draw as well.
Yeah, so... In a way, I don't know why wako number 16, but Muhoroni now, I feel like when it comes to a point where you have nothing to lose, unajua you're going down, so you bring people down with you. That's what they're trying to do.
Lakini wako pabaya, if you look, there are only 2 points off safety.
Eh, na yo sofa paka kusema, ooh. Sofa paka warudi NSL.
But C16 plays a nini? C plays a...
Nini. That knockout, mean, ile, what's it called? Playoff.
Playoff game.
Yeah.
So for Paka, Sidhani so for Paka, where is it, Rudy? So hapa ni Muhoroni, Shabana, na Nzoia, they are done. Nzoia, they are gone.
Yeah.
Home, now, Luere. Man,
man. How many games do you have left in the league?
Seven.
Yeah. So you wako, and they are 8 points behind.
Who?
Nzoia.
They are done. Now,
sorry,
wakuna
they're
nini?
Not 8 points, they're 11 points.
They are done.
From safety.
They are done.
So 7 times 3, what if they get 21 straight
wins? Kama unadhani Shabana na Muhoroni wata lose all their games?
Now that you speak about Shabana, you need to touch on Shabana.
Wow.
Shabana.
Shabana AFC na Kakamega. Nini mbaya na Kakamega? They've drawn 5 games now.
No, nini mbaya na Shabana? Hawaezi endelea na form yao.
But tukiongea sema tu kweli, Kakamega ime frustrate teams ngapi kwa hii league?
Lakini wanapo,
siwashinde hata moja.
The last 3 weeks wame frustrate timu ngapi.
Siwashinde hata moja.
Wadrona Gor, wadrona Kariubangi, wadrona Shabana.
No, but you can say that the last three or so game weeks they've been they've gotten crucial points.
Parking the bus.
Auna Yenyu. Ah yeah. They beat Ulinzi before that, 2-0. And then they beat who else?
I think they also drew.
Ah, they didn't play. Yeah. So but my point is
Leopards. Wali draw na AFC na Kariobangi Sharks na Gor Mahia na Sasa Shabana na Talanta. Ah. Kakamega Homeboys, speak aside, man.
At least they're not losing.
Yeah.
In fact, that's they might be losing. One of the teams that were unbeaten over the last few weeks.
The last five games,
they have not been beaten. In fact, Peke or na K-Sharks.
Police, Sharks,
Bidco and Kakamega.
Yeah, the only teams that have not been beaten in their last five games.
Mm.
Amazing. Yeah, but Kakamega Homeboys, you guys, you are better than this, man. Better than this.
Bro, they are sixth. Jesus Christ.
Wanakuja?
What a league. Wako number six.
Despite all their draws, but wajashiko hata na...
Imagine we are only separated by 6 points.
Na wao.
So waki lose the next two games na sisi tushinde.
Moment of silence for that.
Ona, how many points separate from number three? Angalia, 46, 1, 4, 5.
So number three has 46 points.
Mm-hmm.
Number four has 45. You need to say these things, Makumi, because nowadays Town Dani is on Spotify.
We are so
and Apple Podcasts. Sasa wanyonaskia kwa radio, aoni kutunasema.
Okay, sawa, pole. So Gor Mahia are on 57 points. Then
are on top with 57 points.
Obviously, sinikisema 57, watajua wako juu. No, we are the top. Ukicheza yo nini tena nda bunje yo kitu.
Agresta.
So Gor Mahia are on 57 points. And then we have Police on 48. And then
Tusker
46, then Bandari 45, City Stars. Wow. City Stars are fifth. Leopards have dropped to eighth.
City Stars are fifth. How many points?
With 45 points also. Tied with Bandari. Difference ni goal difference.
Between number two na five goal difference ni? Points difference ni?
Moja. Tatu.
3 points, eh?
Yeah. So Kakamega Homeboys are sixth with 40 points. Poster Rangers are seven.
After all their losses.
With 38 points. FUC Semeji Nimboga, number 8 with 38. Bidco are 9th with 37. Jesus. KCB are 10th with 35. The Seal of Moranga, number 11, 35 pia. Ted with KCB at 10, number 12. Kariobangi Makumi, 34 points. Number 13, Ulinzi, with 30 points. Talanta, number 14, with 30. Sofapaka, 15, with 28 points. And at the playoff position, number 16, Muhoroni, having played 27 games, wakona 26 points. At the relegation zone, ni Shabana, having played 27 games, wakona 25 points. Na... people we can confirm they are going down. And Zoe at number 18, having played 27 games, wakona 17 points.
Yeah.
So much man, Zoe ni au wameishia.
Yeah.
Kai, they have lost more games than they have points.
Shabana tu. Oh no.
Unona and Zoya have lost 18 games and they have 17 points.
Damn.
They have lost more games than they have points.
Damn. Huh? Yeah. Mm. Burnley behavior.
They have lost 18 games and they have 17 points. Yeah, so they have lost more games than they have points.
That's a fun fact.
Oh my God. You know, for trivia.
Which team? Yeah, true. Okay, true Nezeka. But yeah, that's...
And here, Johnny Tomali.
Tumemalizia. That, yeah, that's what's up. Right now, we have two players who are gunning for the goal scorer the season with Omala and Tito Okello with two.
And one is a title contender.
Yeah, one is a...
Yo. Niwa.
Yo.
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 Yeah, but yeah, so we have Tito Okello and Omala both at 12 goals, and then we have Kapairo with 11.
Kapairo,
yeah, in Anakuja, Anakuja pia yeye.
Akosave, sit kotao, akosave.
Anakam.
So now that you've said Nzoyon and Achini, possibly between Moroni Shabana, who is coming up? Well, how is NSL looking down there?
Mathare United are on fire. Hey, Mikonda Lishtuka, I don't know, the people we were with were Sofapaka. Walikuwa naongelelea game ya Naivas. I guess kuna ma Naivas haters hapo. Walikuwa nashangilia ti Naivas wamechapo.
By the way.
I don't know why they have beef with them. But yeah, so Mathare United and Naivas, au ndio tunajua probably.
No, Marashuga, Mathare na Naivas.
Si Marashuga na tuzaa playoff lakini.
Unajua wako na one game less. Ndio maana nasema Marashuga.
Unajua kishinda they can go to 59.
Wanapanda juu ya Naivas.
In fact, they go top of the table.
Yeah.
Juu ya Johnny 33.
GD.
Johnny 33 ya Mathare ni 20.
Lakini kwa nini by the way wameka hivyo?
Ya nani?
Si waandike tu goal difference alafu.
Si wanakuonyesha goals scored na goals conceded.
Scored na goals conceded.
No, I'm just saying I know, like, those are goals.
No, you can change it. Kuna setting, kuna za change.
This is for... You just put GD.
Ini ya watu wa football nene. Masterminds.
Change. Alafu, ona asad wenye tuwacheza na wako 13. Where?
So sad.
So sorry. Yeah. Now, wow.
Yeah, Rainbow are 6th. 41.
The Kibera United wako wapi?
Kibra Black Stars wako number 9.
Kisumu All Stars nole tulikuwa tunawatch wakichaza after Moroni.
Uko uko nini
Yeah. But sasa yeah probably Mathare United, Naivas and Marashuga.
Mimi naona Nzoia wakishuka team ita disbandi watu.
Eh.
Juu wame struggle kwanza na fans nini.
Hawana
fans. Si fans.
Ministry fans.
Fans.
Funds.
I think they just need to
refurbish.
refurbish the team, call it something else. Yeah, what after?
When it after no pay idea.
Okay, yeah. Miskia, you had it here first. Invest.
Acha niwaulize. Hii Gusi FC, if it was to be promoted, iende juu na Shabana. What nani? Wasona kwa support team gani sasa?
Kenan ni kama hii.
Kenan, I think anaweza support UC.
Haikujatuna Shabana tu kutudanganya. Yeah.
Shabana ni ile tu anasikia ya guilty. Ya kujificha. Alidhani watacompete na sisi.
Venye walikuja na mioto ungedhani.
Ilikuwa, hata Murangasilo likuja na saiki.
Murangasilo like wako number 11
wako
team.
Wako sawa.
There was a time they were top
wako
of the team.
Wako juu ya a team.
After 5 weeks walikuwa number 2.
Unaona venye aniangalia vibaya. Hey, wako juu ya some teams, cha niseme some teams. Wako juu ya some teams zimekuwa in the KPL for the last 5 years.
Hey. Akten.
Yeah.
Did you have a topic for us for today?
Yeah, there was a lot of things we were to speak about. Before we speak about them, yeah, and I know this we're going to make it very fast. There was a stat you wanted to give?
Yes.
AFC.
So, AFC Leopards wana struggle sana. And kidogo tu nitoe penye
ile interview ule msali kwa na girl pia nilikuwa na sijui ati they've only won 2 Mashemeji derby since 2016.
It's not our fault. See, in the last 7 years. Good.
See, only 7 years.
2016 was 7 years ago.
Well, 8 years. So years. So the last one was 2016, I think.
So, wow.
2016 was 8 years ago. Mm.
So, the fact here is, team yakina Yvonne Buluma, AFC Leopards, mara ya mwisho striker kuwafungia bao ilikuwa on the 3rd of March. Tuko? 23rd of April.
Yeah.
On the 3rd of March. Against...
3rd of March?
2024.
Yeah. Those are 2 months.
Yeah. Tuko?
23rd of April.
Yeah. So, 3rd of March 2024. Against... the last team on that on the table, Nzoia.
Mm. In a Nile 2. Nile game nye Gitego al score 1 goal.
Yeah, Gitego na Beja.
We?
So they have...
Mkubaya.
Wakona noma mahali. Kuna Diambo mahali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also had another start. Oh, yeah, it was about Levis Opio. This guy in the last 17 games has kept 10 clean sheets, so must prove something. He's a good goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Very good goalkeeper. There's just something that happens in the derbies that we can't explain. But yeah. So now...
Oh, another fun fact.
Yeah?
Gor Mahia are winning their 21st league this season.
Seem to it was a rebook. Akideta will hit you this book. Somebody to humble these people.
Semeji mboga.
Mnacheza na Seals next.
Whatever comes.
Kama mnaenda Muranga, I will be there. Wallahi. Nanda vajezi ya Muranga Seals.
Asi Goro Mahia.
So, yeah. On the topic that we wanted to speak about today was stewards.
Bro.
We saw this happen on the derby. And personally, in my opinion, it was very embarrassing. I know some people take it as...
Embarrassing is one. Childish...
is two.
Is number two.
I know. Childish is top two, but not number two.
Buzz.
Yeah. But yeah, it was such a shame to... Like, in a way, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I can understand fans. But stewards, you guys are supposed to be making sure the game is going on well. The players are protected.
Are safe.
Y'all ain't doing that because you're busy fighting each other. Like,
bro, a situation, one of the like biggest derbies in Africa, players halftime wanafanyia kwa bench ndani ya ground.
In the pitch.
Just words meamua mfanye tu fala, mfanye ujinga.
Because you can't do your work.
By the way, Gor Mahia na AFC, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The stewards should be ashamed of themselves.
No, Gor Mahia na AFC, in incompetence, wanaleta hapa juu. Our stewards, wanafaa kuwa na nini, wanachagua our stewards nayo.
Yeah,
they should be trained stewards. Wanafaa kuwa, si our guns tunaonanga kila siku. Machakos, uyo ndo mtu wako kwa gate, bado yendo ana rough off. Ana rough up watu kwa gates. Like on Sunday, they were some stewards na some people hapo kwa karibu na Obivani ya Azam. They wanted to rough up a medic. A young lady.
Imagine trauma anataka kupewa hiyo dem. Anamshika.
Bro, hiyo ni nini?
Unashangaa. Like... Honestly,
wede matataka kuja game mingine anajua AFC ya Magoro anacheza.
Atakuwa na PTSD. The thing is, and obviously, when we speak about the stewards, it's not all. Because we have been to so many games. And kuna stewards wale wazuri. Unafika hapo na kumbia... Oh,
kama wakaribu Bangi Sharks, a big shout out kwanza. Oh, watu wanakuanga, nile tu pole. Ata utajua ni stewards. We mse tu amekaa pale nyuma. Nyime celebrate ba unaona ameshuka anaangalia nini.
Nani?
Bro, wanakuja wanagotea. Ah, leo umekuja game nini.
Hey.
Bro, simple things.
As in, these people are supposed to be showing the example. Because as a wake up fan, you have prohibited yourself from maybe kuachilia anga yako. Then one M2 in a position of power, pia anafanya tu kenye anajisikia. What do you think will stop you from doing that? Because after... Actually, stewards after wameanza vita ndio tulianza kuona fans wakitonisha ile tunnel.
Like, ile na hapo kwanza, hapo kwa tunnel hapo. Hakuna fans wanafaa kukaa hapo kwa tunnel.
Ni ukweli.
Juu, the AFC fans, well, they destroyed that thing, walai.
What are they destroying? They almost beat up Kevin.
bro, ni red card ajaumiza mtu, it's just a red card.
Yeah.
Tunajua ni opponent, why throw
already he's down. He's already down,
he's like, crying. Nini?
Miskwan, I don't understand. Even when people say at you, oh, it's the fight, it's the love for the club. We're never going to be... This is one thing, in my opinion, I think all people should understand. Our football will never grow as long as we see our football as a hobby rather than a business. The football world is a business. It's a multi-billion dollar business. The sooner we take our league seriously, the sooner it will grow. If we just keep accepting mediocre treatment, if we continue accepting mediocre work from the people we have entrusted, it's always going to be like this. We're always going to be, oh, kwanini ligia, for example, Tanzania ina grow, kwanini tunaona stadium zao, they're so much better. Say, we were just hearing rumors, na kumuko kintumie yonini, that Kenya won't be hosting the ile game ya Ivory Coast, ya za AFCON.
Do you have some shitty decisions people do make during games?
Yo, we need to take our football serious. And the thing is, we need to see it as it's an investment that it might not pay out right now, but in the long run, we are going to see the fruits of this labor. So let's start taking our football seriously. These are the lives of people on the line. Our football players, you might think it's fun for you because wewe unakuja, unalipa probably 500 yako hapo kwa stadium, unafraia, unenda nyumbani. But these players, if you guys attack them, and God forbid, uyu player aumie like avunjike mguu. Familia yake...
tuna hiyo chupa kwa kichwa.
Yeah,
bro, that's
and
damage.
Familia yake, im, everything that he does has stopped there. So I'm thinking in a situation of maybe if Kevin was attacked in a way that probably angeweza kucheza, what do you think is going to happen to his family? If football stops right now, what do you think probably people are going to do around him? He has to start his life from sasa, step one, because you have literally taken him back to step one. But wewe, umeenda home, na hiyo anga yako yenye ulikuwa nayo, imeisha, umejam. You did not die. The game ended, you guys lost, it hurt you, and the sarata mi umia like when my teams lose. But it's not a reason
to be a goon.
Yeah, it's not a reason to attack, especially a player.
And one, ini kitu nimeona kwa games mbili sasa. Mm-hmm. Against Muranga Seals, AFC Leopards did the same thing to that red-carded Muranga Seal player.
Oh,
walimrushia chupa the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Juzi tu hiyo derby wamerushia players wa Gor, hata players hawaizi pita kwa tunnel, man. Like players, bro, wanaenda dressing room, na hata hizi dressing room zetu azifai kuwa hapo. Kwanza, most of the dressing rooms zinakuanga nyuma ya bench, ya like ya nyuma ya technical bench. Huko ni mbali sana. Kwanza fans kukaa hapo kwa hiyo tunnel, it's very wrong. And another thing, venye tu mesema kuhusu kuteka our sports serious. Imagine, sisi, for example, tuseme nyinyi Kariobangi Sharks mmefika nini ya kucheza CAF sasa, after mmeshinda nini, na sisi Gor, fans wa Gor. Imagine, sisi fans tumejitolea kuja hii season, game kaa zote, alafu season, next season ikianza tunaambiwa game za CAF hazizi chezewa kwa country yenyu. Lazima zipelekwe nje. Imagine.
It's so embarrassing.
Going to Morocco kucheza na timu ya Tanzania.
Na sasa sijui yo standard.
Bro, si ati hamna do mikakati tu kidogo. That case study ni kitu rahisi kuunda. Judo nayo mko nayo. Tunaona vitu mnabai. Do mko nayo. Do si ya kubai. Chance kasirike, ni sawa.
Kasirike. But like on the stewards part, what I would say, I think it would be a nice thing for us to have like a body of stewards. Like
venye kuna ya bouncers waeke tu simple.
Ikue, so it's a whole body
training.
Inye kuna wame trainiwa venye tu kuna kuanga like CAFD hivyo na nini mna trainiwa on stewardship. then it's not fans wa gore ndio stewards wa game za gore. It should be something interchanged. I'm not saying ati utoe mtu anaishi Nairobi umpeleke ati game ya Bandari. Unless you're providing for them the transport, which is also nice because they get to travel and experience.
No, ujue ni job opportunity bado.
Yeah, but if we were to take this seriously, it would actually open up doors to people to actually work and benefit themselves and from and our their game,
yeah.
Yeah, and from their game. So we just have to find a solution to this. We can't just make excuses and say, it's a derby, even the venye derby kwa. But overall, I personally would say I thoroughly enjoyed the derby. Like, apart from the tear gas part.
Twins.
Apart from the tear gas part. Juu hiyo nayo tulilia.
Yeah, na tulichekelea watu. Yvonne Buluma, ano alikuwa na hate.
Aki Yvonne Ali. Aki I'm so
Yvonne alilia, mi hata nilikuwa na shuku si tear gas. Nilikuwa na shuku ni... Nikuwa
opportunity alitake ya kutoa tu machozi once.
Unaongele Yvonne vibaya wea.
Yvonne. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Ano pia, alikuwa mekuja kuhetu wachi nifano wa polisa aniambia, sijui yo tuluwa piga. Yeah, we have 20 trophies on the table. Wekelea yenyu hapa, love to engena. Yeah.
Nani so mingine? Hard speaking to a God Mahia fan.
Nimemaliza, shout out zao.
Yeah.
Sikia tu.
Nimekuambia ukicheza hiyo nini tena nda kugonga.
Wasichana wa Nyeri.
Mimi si wa Nyeri, mimi ni wa Murang'a. Yeah, so yeah, and yeah, that's what's up. We also had to give some shout outs to some people you guys can actually follow.
Yeah, footballers wenye mnaweza follow by the way.
Yeah.
On the IG, on their platforms, nini.
They make very good content, by the way. They're amazing, amazing people. So, do you want to start us off?
Mimi?
Yeah.
Nitaanza na the best right back in the world. Mkitaka kunipiga mnipige.
Yeah.
Rooney Onyango on IG. Chris Ochieng. Unataja watu wa timu yangu. Unajua tumeshinda derby.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ochieng on IG. So hiyo ni Chris. Ni Ochieng underscore 40. Fortune Omoto wa timu ya kina Makumi.
Umisao Wanyama. Umisao. Bro. The best musician in the league, man. And yeah. It's so sad we've not gotten to see him play
Wanyama Junior.
Yeah, so.
Gitego, bro.
Content. Yeah. Fan wa Chelsea.
Yeah, fan wa Chelsea, fan wa Madrid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gitego, Arthur. Then there's Ngolo Ngolima. Go and follow him. Yeah, best CDM in the league. So, yeah.
Yeah, so... Okay, Novino, Balecho. So, venye tu tunazitaja, utazipata hivyo kwa socials.
Abud ni A-B-O-U-D. Omar.
Abud, Omar. Cheche.
Man like Muguna, Cheche.
Muguna underscore 10.
Ooh, yeah.
Nani mwingine tumesawa?
El Capitan.
Birgen. Lucas Maina, Choir Master.
Exactly.
Yeye
chini kwa yabasta hii ni bamba.
Nakumbuka zote.
Kuna Mark Makwata, kuna also
Brian Wanyama by the way FC Leopards.
Kuna Lennox. Our player. Yeah. By the way, Lennox.
Handshake tumepiga leo. Uhuru Rao kando.
Content. wow. Who else?
Masaba.
Oh! Julius Masaba. Nani mwingine tunasahau watu? Kapen.
Oh, Kapen, Moha. Omala, Austo,
Jacob Onyango, Wasofapaka.
Bro, by the way, goalkeeper yetu, the best goalkeeper in the league.
Okay,
Kevin Saha.
Bwire 88.
Yeah,
that
Bwire.
Is Bwire wa...
Sakari, Buda.
Sakari. Nani mingine na sahau? Is there someone else I'm forgetting? Oh, there's Austin Otieno, Wasofapaka. Also a good... Player, yeah.
Musa Masika.
Ooh!
Miheso, Sibomana.
Sharif, Wangai, Bryson.
Arubisha account.
Atakama.
Bryce.
Bryson, oh, yeah. Arubisha account.
Mini kwa na picha nafaa kupost Bryson, lakini account yako misi ipatangi. So hata nikijaribu kutag sipati. Yeah. Oh, Kevin Omondi, yeah. Kevin Omondi ndo goalkeeper. Oh.
After nini by the way, Abud ni A-B-U-D. Aina O. A-B-U-D. Abud Omar, nani mwingine? Kai, nani mwingine? Oh, Geoffrey Onyango. Ni G Onyango 11. Ona G. Kai, tumesema watu wengi. Balecho.
Naman
Balecho.
My G.
So, yeah. Yeah. I think that's what's up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Next week tutakuja na majina zingine.
Yeah, I think it's just that's just going to be a weekly thing. Tutakuwa tunawachanua kila wiki and yeah, just trying to make you guys follow as many FKFPL players as you can. And yeah. Kwa hayo machache.
Bye guys, we love you.
Turus. Down, daddy, down, daddy, down, daddy. Down, daddy.